The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Have you ever given much thought to Mary? You know, we only read a couple of lessons in the whole three-year cycle that have much to do about Mary. So we don't really give a lot of thought to her. And I think that as Lutherans, we tend to kind of have this notion that since Mary is so revered in the Roman Catholic Church, that maybe we aren't supposed to. But yet Martin Luther was a huge fan of Mary and thought that the Lutheran Church should remember her well, always. Not that she was someone special, but because of what she did. But you have to wonder, what must it have been like, Mary, to have this angel show up and tell you that you're going to bear the Son of God? Have you ever wondered about that? And wondered, why Mary? Why not Margaret or Jasmine or whoever her neighbors were? Why not them? Most of us probably wonder what Mary has done that brings her to the attention of God, who is just happens to be looking for someone to be the mother of Jesus. And I think this is the thing we need to take from this lesson today, is that Mary didn't do anything special. Mary's just like you and me. She just is an ordinary person doing ordinary things. It's not that she's special. It's that God chose her for this particular mission. Now, we might have trouble believing that God would speak to us or choose us. We might find it difficult to believe that God even really notices us. Except maybe on Sundays, of course. We know that God takes attendance, right? Most of us figure that God just really has better things to do than pay attention to us. We go to work, we go to school, we go through our home life, and these mundane things that we do every day really aren't worthy of God's attention, are they? And yet, in this story, we hear about God taking notice of and blessing this young girl who was a nobody, who's from a town that no one knows of, and she receives God's blessing and accepts God's favor, and the world begins to turn. That's part of why these passages today about Mary are so important. Not because it lifts her up as the exception, but rather it identifies her as an example of what can happen when you believe that God notices, favors, and blesses you. Mary is not the exception, but the rule. God chooses not the one most qualified, but simple, ordinary people to do his work here on earth. People just like you and me. If we read the text again and pay really careful attention to both the psalm and the gospel text, we know this about Mary. She's a young girl and she's engaged to be married. She hasn't done anything special other than say yes when Gabriel came to bring her the message. It's Mary's response that makes her special, favored in God's eye, something that we can do as well. We simply need to pay attention and be ready to answer, yes, let it be according to your word. There are many other examples in Scripture of unknown and non-special people who have been chosen to do great things. In our Old Testament lesson today, for example, we have David, the shepherd boy, the youngest of the shepherd boys, who God chose to be king over his people. We have Noah and Moses and Samuel and even Mary, just to mention a few of them. What made them special was not who they were or anything that they had done. What made them special was that God asked them to do something and their response was yes. Even Jonah, who tried really hard to say no, he finally gave in and said yes to God's command to go to Nineveh. So are we really listening when God asks us to do something? We probably don't feel ready or able or special enough or gifted enough or maybe not even worthy enough to do God's work. But if God asks, then we must be. If you hear God call, remember this. Whether it has to do with work or school or at home or in the world, the Holy Spirit is with you in whatever God asks you and will guide you in all that you do. And so we can with confidence say yes. We may go to be that blessing in the world that God asks us to be. We are called to respond, yes, let it be according to your word. Amen.